Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some things you might want to do to try to increase your margin as we go into 2024. So one of the things that you might want to consider is how you use technology to find cows. Let's say you're a dairy and you've got 200 cows in a pen, or maybe you're a larger dairy and you've got 400 to maybe 600 cows in a pen. And you know you've got one cow in the pen that you need to find, but you got 200 to 600 cows in the pen. So how are you going to find that one cow? Well, most of the time we send an employee out and the employee hunts for that one cow. May take them quite a while to find it, and keep in mind that as they move through the pen, they're disrupting the activities of other animals. So, what is the solution? Well, there's some really neat technology that's available to us today that actually can tell you the location of each animal in the pen. Yes, they do have to wear a transponder, typically around the neck. Now, that transponder is going to provide you with some health information as well as information on activity that you can use to determine heat detection as well as how the animal is doing health-wise. And they will reduce the amount of time that our employees are looking for specific animals, and they will reduce the disturbance that we cause when we enter the pen to find a specific animal, or maybe a small group of animals that we need to take a look at. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider how you might utilize technology to locate individual animals in your pens.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.